fighting remains fierce as food becomes scarce in eastern Ukraine. Believers are sharing Christ in Yemen, and we'll meet the who's who in missions. Details next to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The ceasefire in eastern Ukraine remains intact in name only. Fighting never really stopped. In fact, shelling near the city of Mariupol drowned out church services this week. Slava Gospel Association's Brett Laird was just there. He says war isn't the only crisis.
Unfortunately, a lot of the land in that eastern part of Ukraine has unexploded ordnance or mines in it, and so the people are afraid even to plant their fields.
There won't be a harvest this year, so a food shortage is coming. Food aid is no longer getting in either. SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund is helping churches help their neighbors.
Because the local churches are the distribution network, and because the food aid is being delivered personally by church members, it opens up wonderful opportunities to share the gospel. We heard several reports when I was there of people coming to Christ.
Some churches have doubled in size. Plus,
we're actually seeing some signs of a spiritual revival beginning to take place.
$15 goes a long way to helping. Look for the SGA links at our website. If you're wondering what's going on in Yemen, you're not the only one. Saudi Arabia announced an end to its four-week air raids on Tuesday. But yesterday, Saudi airstrikes began again. Despite ongoing turmoil, believers in Yemen are telling others about Christ. Lots of prayer is needed, according to Open Doors USA. The Shia-Sunni Muslim battle poses a wide-ranging threat to religious minorities. Ask God to protect his followers in Yemen. This is Mission Network News. Why are trade conferences such a big deal? Well, they help create connections, build stronger relationships, and let people know who's who. Well, the same's true in missions. Missio Nexus is the largest mission network in North America. It represents over 35,000 missionaries worldwide. This June, they're introducing Dr. Ted Esler as the new president and CEO. Pray his work will help Missio Nexus expand their reach to spread the gospel further. What did your life look like 4 years ago? For the Kachin State in Myanmar, life was about to change for the worse. Here's a worker from Partners Relief and Development.
There was fighting that broke out in Kachin State in June 2011, and that broke a 17-year ceasefire. The Burma Army attacked the Kachin Army.
By establishing a community support network, Partners is moving beyond basic relief efforts for the internally displaced Kachin.
It's a network throughout the camp of volunteers who look out for those that are struggling and those that need help. And then they help to coordinate the community to be able to provide some practical help for those people.
If this system works, it's because the Kachin have the right motivation.
So many of them are Christian, and a lot of them definitely turn to God in these times of need. And I think that gives them a lot of strength.
They're also encouraged knowing people like you are praying for them. And this week we've been talking about sending your used Bibles and Christian books to Christian Resources International. Why? So Christians around the world who can afford them can get them for free. If you don't want to part with your library, well, don't worry. You can help by shipping donated resources abroad. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We call the folks that are a part of our ministry book missionaries. They're getting and having the ability to make a difference, an eternal difference, in other parts of the world that they might not ever be able to go, but they can send God's word.
$20 a month ships 240 books a year to places like Asia or Africa. Perhaps you can raise the funding to ship a full container.
Each container has the ability to reach anywhere from 25 to 30,000 people with a Bible, with a Christian book. The average person that has a book, it will then be read and shared with 20 other people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.